Professor Guarnieri, I guess the first thing I would ask is about California's role broadly in the Civil War. I think most people, when they think of the Civil War, they think North and South and not so much West. But what role did California play in the Civil War?
Well, it certainly was outside the main theater of action, but that doesn't mean it wasn't important because of gold, because of the harbor of San Francisco Bay, and because of the men who could be marshaled to move back east and join the Union Army or to relieve the federal troops who were up here, especially in the north, manning Indian forts, so that they could go back and fight in the major battles of the east.
So talk about what California was like at the time when the fighting broke out at Fort Sumter.
Well, California was a very divided state. We have to think of it in terms of linking it back east. We have to think of it as a state like Ohio, Indiana, or Illinois, that whose southern half was quite pro-Confederate. A lot of Anglos from Tennessee and Louisiana had moved out to California. Some had brought their slaves with them, had been given a grace period to keep them. Northern California Anglos tended to be Yankees from the Midwest or New England or New York. And so the two sections were very much at odds with one another, the same way that those Midwestern states were divided into a decidedly pro-Union North and a questionable South, southern half that Lincoln and the administration feared was full of Confederate sympathizers. Californians didn't hear about the war until 12 days after Fort Sumter. The fighting broke out at Fort Sumter. They heard about it by Pony Express. Not until October of 1861 was telegraphic connections completed so that they got fairly instant news about the war. I should mention also that the Confederates were very keen on capturing what was then New Mexico territory, which is present-day New Mexico and Arizona. They had a lot of sympathizers there. They had planned to build a transcontinental railroad through that territory, and the federal government had given them some aid to do so. And they figured that this might be a way for them to move all the way to the West Coast. And so the Confederacy would stretch, like the Union, from coast to coast, and so would the Union blockade have to stretch, be a bi-coastal blockade, which they hoped would help exhaust the resources of the Union.
Talk about what California's early involvement was like once the fighting at Fort Sumter began and people in California actually began to become tangibly involved in the Civil War. What did that look like?
Well, I have to say that even before that, you know, there was a great deal of stirring and anxiety. There was a famous duel, for example, when the Democratic Party was splitting up between the Democratic senator, one of the Democratic senators from California, David Broderick, who was a New York Tammany Irish man, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, David Terry, who was a Tennessee man, pro-slavery, and interested in spreading slavery to the Western territories. These two men had words, and then in the fall of 1859, they had a pistol duel on the shores of Lake Merced, where Terry, the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court, killed our United States Senator, David Broderick. So, in a sense, that may have been the first shot of the Civil War in California, was this duel that signaled the breakup of the Democratic Party over the slavery issue, and by extension, over whether they were going to support the Union or the Confederacy.
That is really fascinating.
Yeah.
I never knew that. That's really, wow, that's kind of fascinating.
It's pretty amazing. Now, once word came to California that the war had broken out, then all kinds of moves were made. General Albert Sidney Johnston was the commander of the Presidio, and he was born in Kentucky and a Southern sympathizer, so he was forced to resign from his post and join the Confederate Army, where he became one of the great Confederate generals. Unfortunately, he was killed at the Battle of Shiloh. There was a lot of talk about California, like Kentucky, remaining neutral so that it would side with neither the Confederacy nor the Union and would be able to stay out of the war. Most of that talk came from the Confederate sympathizers, I think, in California, because they figured that was the best they could hope for. They couldn't hope for it to actually join the Confederacy. After all, they were maybe only 35% of the white population, the Anglo population. But they at least hoped that they could get California to be neutral. They lost that battle in various ways, in the editorials of the newspapers, in the public opinion campaign, which was swung in large measure by a man Californians have largely forgotten, Thomas Starr King. He was a young Protestant preacher who had come to San Francisco from Boston a year before the war. And once the war broke out, he lectured up and down the state, including at Union Square, so named because of the Union rallies, the pro-Union rallies that were held there. He lectured up and down the state to save California for the Union. And he was a very persuasive orator and a very romantic young figure. He's credited by a lot of people with helping to swing the balance toward the Union. You know, each state was allowed to pick two statues for the old House of Representatives chamber in the Capitol. And for a long time, Father Serra and Thomas Starr King were our two statues there. Many Californians had no idea when they visited the United States Capitol who this man was, whose statue they saw there. Just recently, the state legislature has replaced him with Ronald Reagan, and his statue has come back to Sacramento.
So the statue of Thomas Starr King is back in Sacramento. Now it's Junipero Serra and Thomas Starr King.
That's right. Now,
and Ronald Reagan, rather.
Serra and Reagan are our representatives, so to speak, in stone in Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol. And Thomas Starr King has returned to his statue has returned to Sacramento.
I imagine when you tell people this